What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Good morning and welcome to the studio, Craig Hunter.
Brett, bringing back a few memories of those blue light discos, Mike, back in the day.
Discos and the roller skating rink back in the mid.
But back at downtown 80s. In Hindley Street.
Downtown and also the Hindmarsh Rollerdrome it was.
I went there as well.
Yeah, skating. We may have crossed paths and didn't even know.
Mike, crazy. Incredible. Small world. Adelaide, it all relates back to Adelaide.
Very, very small world. Good song. Anyway, let's get back on track. Good to have you back in, Craig.
Great to be here.
From Rehoboth Christian College. Great topic today. It's actually really good now. I'm so glad you're in because we can talk about, we're going to be chatting about how is COVID affecting your child's learning and mental health. We're going to hear it from you that's working in amongst the school system. And how's it all going?
It is. And certainly it's been, we got some of our key directives a Thursday before school started. So we're meeting on the Friday, trying to make decisions almost on the fly because a lot of schools are we don't know what it's going to look like.
Yep.
We don't know how we're going to deal with it. I mean, we've basically cancelled assemblies, choirs. Parents can't come on site as of this week. So parents have to drop the kids off at the gate. They're not allowed on site. If they do come, early childhood with masks. So there's all these protocols come in. We had our last parent-teacher night, and now it's all online. So there's kind of like...
Hang on a minute. A parent-teacher night online.
So we had our one in my classroom. That night, as I'm talking to the parents, a directive comes through saying, no more face-to-face parent meetings. It's got to be online. So we are trying to keep up with the directives and making sure that teachers' mental health is good, putting it out there.
Yes.
Because we've got to really... make some quick decisions, but also parents and kids not being anxious. So definitely a lot of changes and what I call pivoting quickly. And I think we learned that the last 2 years, pivot quickly. And the other benefit we've got is we can look at the East and see what's been working in Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide, and learn some of those lessons now. And that's one of the good things if we can do that well.
No assemblies. Does that make it challenging for a lot of schools, not only your school, but all schools in general, Craig?
I think the harder one, well, what we're doing is we do online. We did it last time. Yeah. Kind of works. I think the challenge with the screen, as you know, is it kind of disengages a bit. You know, kids and even as adults, we don't connect with the inflection, with the hand signals. I think the biggest one is camps. I mean, just chatting to Beck before, you know, her.
Producer Beck, yeah.
Yeah, our producer saying that, you know, just devastating. You know, like that's something to look forward to. I know that a lot of school balls are being kept for year 12 formals.
Yes.
But they're cancelling camps.
Right.
So there's a bit of a... So we're looking through the data going, the directives going, okay, we can do that, but we can't do that. What's why? So another thing we've changed is we've gone to teams of three. So let's say I work with another year four teacher.
Yep.
So we don't spend a lot of time together now. And if we do, we isolate and we wear masks. And I have a team of an early childhood teacher, a year six, and we catch up and then we meet everything else more and more online. Because if, say, the year two, four teachers go out, there's no one left to teach, you know, if we both get COVID. So we're trying to mitigate all those things, knowing that it could escalate any day now. You know, numbers could really go up.
Yeah.
And then it could actually start to become more and more real.
And then on top of that, you're trying to work through what you've got to teach.
Well, that's it. You know what I mean? And I think that's the key. And I think one of the things I want to talk about is just encouraging us that it is about the kids learning. Mm. And it's been amazing research done recently, which we'll talk about after the break, about how kids have actually made it through this and how we can help kids. And certainly as teachers, our main thing is teaching and learning in the classroom, doing the best for our kids, making sure their mental health, anxiety is going okay. And I think this is the key. Kids are more resilient than we think.
Mm, I think you're right. Craig, we'll take a break. On 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Craig Hunter's with me from Rehoboth Christian College. We're really getting the info on what's happening in our schools. Craig, I'm so glad you're in today. What about your child's learning? How is this going to be impacted, do you think, going forward now?
You know, I think it's one of our concerns as parents and as schools. And certainly one of the good things that's come out of this is what's important, what are the core things? And a recent survey, some research that's been done literally just this last week, actually looked at the pandemic, looked at about 3,000 children and discovered that actually our results during the last 2 years have actually kept track compared to previous years.
Really?
And in fact, compared to other countries, we're actually slightly up. And that's so, ridiculous. And remember the whole like, it's going to be, we've got a lost generation, we're going to lose these kids. But like I said before the break, kids are resilient, and teachers are kind of like become, I think we've appreciated how much skill teachers bring to finding ways to help kids learn. Yeah, and it's been tough for teachers. You know, I found when I was online, it's been very short in WA, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But often we're working harder to find ways to connect with kids, to find where they're at, diagnostically help them. And so I think a credit to teachers and schools,
absolutely.
Credit to parents
who've
gone, wow, this gig is quite hard.
Yeah.
And our kids haven't suffered. And do you know what? Sometimes a bit of challenge in kids' lives and change is not a bad thing. So the research bears that, that kind of change in terms of kids learning. And I think the other key thing that's come out is connection with teachers. So when they've had a good teacher and just that connection, like, hey, how are you doing? Let's get them all up on Zoom and have a chat. Kids feel that connection. They feel safe. They feel like, hey, my teacher knows me. They believe in me. They've got some strategies for me to get through this. And so so when that happened well during lockdown or what will be hybrid, because one of the things we're going to go to is this. We're going to keep schools open. But with COVID cases increasing, what's happening in the East is that some kids will be isolating. There might be a teacher isolating. And so school will keep going, but it'll be a hybrid version. Does that make sense?
It does.
So rather than locking down and unlocking, it's going to be more of a hybrid model where kids might go home. They might be asymptomatic. Here's some work for you. We'll keep going in class. So it is going to be a bit tricky, but it's going to keep going. And kids are resilient. They won't suffer. And the thing is this, anxious parents, anxious kids. We've said it before.
Yep.
Let's remember, kids can learn through these things and we can make it as parents as well. So don't beat yourself up.
Do you think the kids are adapting to the whole Zoom thing and technology better than what teachers and or adults are generally, do you think? Have they kind of just embraced it as normal?
Well, they're digital natives. You know, they've grown up with technology. And so sometimes my own kids, including the kids in my class, would go, oh, Mr. Hunter, why don't we do this or do that? I'm like, oh, how did you do that? Oh, it's easy. You just press this button. And so kids are confident and are used to technology. Mm. I think as adults, we're a bit more reluctant.
Yeah. Okay.
And even some of us as teachers. But you know what? The technology is there to serve us. And I think we're more and more comfortable on a Zoom or a Skype call than we were 2 years ago.
Yeah. I still don't like it.
No.
I start nodding off, honestly. I think I get distracted. So if I'm on a Zoom call and I'm thinking, my mind starts to wander after about 6 minutes. And then I'm thinking, gee, I'd love a coffee. And then I'm on, and then what I do...
You bring the computer or you mute it.
I mute it,
yes.
And then I'm on another screen doing something else while I'm
now,
I just can't...
I'm sure our kids are doing this, but so kids got onto that one. So my confession with my own kids, we had online learning and my kids had that one. They had their phone. They had a split screen down there.
Yep.
They're nodding on the screen.
Yep.
But in the meantime, they've got like a movie here or a Minecraft happening there or some messaging their friends there.
Yep.
So... we do multitask.
We do. That's what it is. We're multitasking, Craig.
It sounds good. Just picking
up
before the break is the thing about mental health and anxiety. Yep. And we talked about that. But the other thing is this, is that some other research that's just come out recently found that if happy kids, happy results.
Okay.
So it's kind of a bit of a touchy-feely thing. But if kids are feeling happy, if kids are feeling their well-being is looked after, their school results are going well. Now, this relates to COVID and learning is that it's really important for us as parents and as schools to find ways to make sure our kids are feeling loved. Mm. And we'll talk about the break about routine. But when they do, their results improve. And so I want to encourage parents to not do what you can to make your kids happy, but keep encouraging your kids. We'll get through this. You know, use that kind of language. We're going to make it through. You're doing great. We're doing great. Let's do this together rather than becoming anxious, because then kids pick up on that and they bring that into their learning. So I just want to encourage you with mental health and anxiety. Really important to find ways and strategies to get through that as well.
Rightio, we'll take a break. Craig Hunter's with me. We've been busy catching up while the song's playing, and it's been a bit of a speed conversation, hasn't it, Craig?
There's lots to chat about with COVID. And talking about speed, how good is the Olympics? Now, crazy story, and I think we just picked up on this thread of resilience.
Yep.
I had a friend, Matthew, when he was young, he lost his arms in an accident.
Hang on, is this a joke?
No, this is real. This is a true story.
Is there a punchline coming?
There is, but it's a good punchline. It's a true story.
No arms and no legs, and he's... No? Okay. Go on.
Come on.
Go on.
This is a good story. It is a good story. And he was one of my friends, Matthew, at school, and he had no arms. He had those like mechanical arms. And I remember saying to him one day, Matthew, it must be so hard not having arms. And how do you know, if I had no arms, I think I'd give up. And he goes to me, Craig, I actually don't have a choice. And wow. He was an incredibly hard worker. He went on to become an accountant. He's still working in accounting. He's got three kids now.
Wow.
And this is the crazy part. He goes, nothing's going to stop me. So he ended up training to do downhill skiing at the Olympics. So he went to the Nagano Olympics in 98.
Wow.
Doing downhill skiing with no arms.
No, but he had...
He had like those things attached. So basically he had those things attached to his arms when he was going downhill. Now, I don't know about you or me, but I'd find that hard.
Wow.
But my point is this, is that let's not underestimate that we want to teach our kids resilience. That rather than what they don't miss out on, oh, they're not doing the camp this year, or they're missing out on this or that. Let's focus on, hey, we can get through this and my kid's going to learn from this and they're going to learn some amazing life lessons. So... I want to encourage listeners, please don't give in to fear, but remember, let's have faith and let's remember that God is with us and he's with our kids as well. And so if I can encourage parents with one more thing, and that's this, is the power of routine, So as we start a new year, really important to establish good routines. I find that kids are rushing in with their parents at, you know, 15 minutes into the day, they're already off on the wrong foot. You know, they're stressed out, they're running in with a bag, they forgot their lunch. So I want to encourage good routines. Get your kids clothes out the night before, make their lunch, or even better, get your kids to start making their own lunch.
There's a thought.
Oh, there's a thought for you there. So there's teaching resilience. And I want to encourage parents that the more that you can establish routine with your kids, good routines, good diet, good sleep patterns, get them off technology during the week as best you can. All those things help our kids get into routine. They feel safe. They get into the rhythm of life and of school. And there's a great verse in Matthew where it says... that describes the way Jesus says that get into the unforced rhythms of God's grace. And for our kids, it's really important. And for us as well as parents, we're so busy and time poor that when we help kids with routines, it actually helps them feel safe and they know what to expect each day and they can focus on their learning in school rather than not sure what's going to happen, getting shouted at, get in the car now.
Yeah. You wouldn't have done that, would you?
Never. No, but I know that Beck, our producer, has told me some stories.
Actually, just
oh, I'm getting the desk there. So are. Just to clarify, yes, I have been there, and it is challenging for all of us parents. Let's be honest right now.
Just on that, Craig, what impact does that have in the classroom when you've got several kids arriving under that pressure late? Does that make a massive difference to even how your day starts as a teacher?
It does, and then it makes us, especially with the ASD, which is autism spectrum, ADHD, a lot of the kids are struggling with their own special needs, you know, and their own additional needs that they're trying to struggle with. So the more that we can get routine in the class, it helps them settle. It helps them learn. Because remember, school's about learning.
Yeah.
And it's about routine as well.
Is that what it's about?
It is about learning, Mike. Okay. I know there's a little tip for you there. Certainly that's important. And so it does help us settle them. And from 8:25, the bell goes, I've got my kids in, they're doing some fluency questions in maths.
Yeah.
And they're settled, they're focused. And I'm like, as soon as that kid walks through the door, hey, I greet them by name. Hey, come in, get your book out, let's get into our day. But if they come in late or frazzled or they've forgotten their lunch or hadn't had breakfast, it does affect their day. So the more we can do to help them, the better it's going to go for them.
Craig, thanks. We are out of time, but really appreciate you coming in. It really is good getting an insight into what school it looks like this year. And a big shout out to all the teachers.
Yeah.
If you're a teacher, and honestly, it's a
Or you're married to one.
Or or even if you just know someone or you've got a friend that's a teacher, it's a really challenging time, isn't it? Getting your head around all of these adjustments you've got to make, and then on top of that, get through all the curriculum and all everything you've got to do.
Yeah, and certainly there's a discussion at the moment. I think teachers, a lot of them are leaving the profession. They're finding that the workload and the pressure is too much.
Yeah.
So encourage your teachers today. Give them a text.
Yes.
And don't bag on them for the holidays.
Yeah.
Because when they work their butts off.
They do.
It's a lot of pressure on them. And so they do a great job.
Yeah. Good on you, Craig. We'll catch up in a fortnight. We'll continue another great conversation.
Good to chat.
My guest in the studio this morning has been Craig Hunter from Rehoboth Christian College. You are on 98.5 and this is Weekdays with Mike.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.